All right. Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Baseball Today. Talking baseball as the Giants and Phillies wrap up this three-game series. A wild game yesterday. The Phillies win the game 13-6. The Giants bullpen came apart. Six innings, 10 hits, 7 runs yesterday. Couple of homers, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. And it was a tight game early on. But Rhys Hoskins from the Sacramento area, 6 RBIs for him, couple of long home runs, and the Phillies outlasted the Giants 13-6. So that makes today the rubber game of this three-game series between the Giants and the Phillies. Very entertaining game yesterday, back and forth, back and forth. A lot of runs scored. Mike Yastrzemski, a beautiful 2-run homer early in the game. Belt number 11 for him. Number 10 into McCovey Cove. He joins Barry Bonds as the only two Giants to get double digits into the Cove. So that happened. But as we went through the game yesterday, the bullpen just couldn't keep it together. And the Phillies bullpen could. And the Giants end up losing at 13-6. As the dust settles on this Sunday morning, the Giants are 45-26. The Dodgers winners last night over Arizona, 9-3. Arizona's lost 16 straight now, 5-39. 30 losses, 2 wins in 32 games, 5 wins, 39 losses in 44. They're 20-52. As the Dodgers won that one 9-3, as Walker Buehler took a no-hitter into the eighth inning before David Peralta broke it up. For the San Diego Padres, they beat Cincinnati last night 7-5 in a wild game. Big news, though, Fernando Tatis Jr., a dive for a ball at shortstop, hurt that left shoulder again. He had to leave the game. He's day-to-day. Kim came in a raucous crowd down in San Diego, great crowd in San Diego, hit a 2-run homer in the eighth inning to win the game for the Padres 7-5. The place went crazy. He put on the necklace and did the dance Gangnam Style, and San Diego has won 3 straight after losing 13-17. So Castillo and Lamet there today. In the Arizona game, it is Tony Gonsolin and Alex Young, who we saw last week for the Diamondbacks against the Giants. Now, Giants are 45-26. They've got a game and a half lead over the Dodgers and 5 games now over San Diego, with 6 in the loss column. Now, pitching-wise today, the Phillies had Spencer Howard listed, but I think with all the bullpen work yesterday, according to the wire services this morning, and we'll have to get confirmation on this from the professor if he knows, it looks like Zach Eflin, 27-year-old right-hander who's seen the Giants once this year, 6 innings, 7 hits, a run, no walks, 3 strikeouts. He is doesn't walk people other than DeGrom. He's one of those pitchers that doesn't walk a lot. He's had 77 strikeouts, only 10 walks this year. He's 2-5, and he's a right-hander, 27. And he's listed today to go for the Phillies and not Spencer Howard. And I imagine that's going to be true because of all the bullpen work yesterday by the Phillies. Now, on the Giants side, very exciting today, and I hope they stay with it. They also have bullpen issues. Sammy Long gets his first start as a San Francisco Giant from the Sacramento area. A tremendous baseball story how he's come back. This will be his third game, 9 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, couple of walks, and 10 strikeouts. And he's got great stuff, that big curveball, but he must establish his fastball today. So it could be Sammy Long and Zach Eflin. It could be Sammy Long and Spencer Howard. We'll find out more as we go through our pregame show this morning. It is a special day today. It is Father's Day, and we always acknowledge that. It's a very special time in my life. My Uncle Abe stood in for my father, who passed away when I was 4.5 years old. And Uncle Abe, as you know, we've done the Uncle Abe Award. We acknowledge someone who's given of themselves to introduce someone to the love of baseball. And he did that for me when I was a little boy, and baseball became my anchor for my life and has been there for my entire life. and it's my unconditional friend. So Father's Day was always a tough day for me, and we acknowledge all the fathers in the world and the people who don't have fathers and have those other male figures in life who can step up for them, whether it's an uncle, whether it's an aunt or a grandparent, a grandpa, or the coach down the street, or just a family friend, or someone, a father of one of your friends. But there's always that one person in the world, it could be a teacher, who stands up and gives you the guidance as you go through life. So Father's Day is always a special day for me. It was always a tough day. But now I understand the importance of it, and I understand how lucky I was to have Uncle Abe in my life to get me on the road to baseball. So we acknowledge all the fathers and grandmas and everyone else who steps in a family. It's not easy to be a father, I want to tell you that. So you have to work at it. You have to have good kids. You have to trust them, and you have to put in a lot of time. So we acknowledge Father's Day today. Around the Bay Area, around the country, it is one of those special days. All right, more coming up. We've got the professor joining us, Ron Wotus, our third base coach of the San Francisco Giants, back with Woe right after this, KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.